Authorities are sticking with the spirit, if not the letter, of the law banning motor use in the Boundary Waters Wilderness. In the few days after the holiday weekend storm, they used chainsaws and airplanes to rescue 20 injured campers, but almost immediately they returned to handsaws and axes to reach the 2,300 campsites, warning campers that they might face an extra 2 or 3 days getting out. Jennifer Raybuck is with the Superior National Forest.
As strange as this might sound, this is a natural phenomenon in a natural area, and it's difficult because there is a human element involved with these people who were injured, but it is something that our society values, is the ability to go into these natural areas and experience nature at its prime.
Nature will be a lot less convenient for Boundary Waters campers for months to come. Raybuck says people planning a canoe trip should call first to find out whether their projected route is passable. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Stephanie Hemphill in Duluth.